And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have Kobe Prettyman. And she is here as a parent volunteer with the CARE Coalition. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. We were just talking. I said, so what's your title? How should I introduce you? She says, okay. She has many titles, she told me.
Right. Too many hats.
Yeah, too many hats. But anyway, we got her as the parent volunteer. And she is with the CARE Coalition. And she's here to talk about a really great event they have planned. But first, for those out there that don't know what the CARE Coalition is, I know you've probably heard it. I'm going to let Kobe explain exactly what it is, and they do.
Okay, so the CARE Coalition has been around for a couple of years, and the primary goal of the CARE Coalition is prevention of youth for using substances. So CARE stands for Carbon Addiction Reduction and Elimination. So we're trying to get the youth in our community to prevent them from becoming involved in drugs and alcohol at an early age. So with that, they do surveys in the schools and variety of places on a regular basis. And we take that information and say, what are some of the risk factors? And then we try to focus on improving those risk factors. So focusing on different things. So our part of the CARE Coalition is the youth work group. And we were focusing on low commitment to school. So we planned an activity to try to help encourage kids to make a connection between fun and learning and how that could impact their future and what skills they might need for a career in the future.
Kind of give them a little bit of a taste of something maybe they never thought about going into.
Right, yeah. You know, oh, it's fun to be around animals. Maybe I want to be a veterinarian, yeah. Or maybe I want to be in law enforcement or, you know, the military or just other things in going through college and having careers, doctors, and a variety of things.
So the CARE Coalition also does other activities. Even the family, you said they did a family dinner.
Yeah, last year they did a family dinner, and they provided dinner was free for people to come out and enjoy dinner. And the reason they did that is because we found that eating dinner together as a family is one of the things that can reduce the risk of children using drugs. And so we wanted to raise awareness to that. And so that was done last year. And I think there's plans to do it again this year, but those aren't finalized yet.
Right. So this particular event is going to take place on September 8th, and it's called Liftoff, Launch into an Exciting Career. And in looking at this, it looks like it's going to be lots of fun. So give us some details on the activity.
So to come up with this activity, we had volunteers in the community and people who are involved in kids, but we also asked some youth in our community to come and help us plan it. So they came up with the idea of the name, and they also came up with the idea of some of the activities. So we really got feedback from youth of things they wanted to do to help us kind of get this going.
And so, you know what? That makes sense because they're still young, they're kids, and they know what would be fun to get other kids involved.
Right. Why should adults plan an activity that we want kids to come to that we don't know what they want to do?
Exactly. So I think that's perfect.
Yeah. So we got their input, and it was really helpful. So we had some older elementary age students and some high school age students from a variety of places. Some were on the Youth City Council. Some were just involved in their schools. Some from the Boys and Girls Club. Kind of a variety of kids to help us plan it. So we know it's a busy time of year, and it's crazy with people's schedules, but we had to kind of settle on a date that we weren't competing with too many other things and know that we still are. But anyway, on September 8th from 1 to 5, we're going to be at USU, and most of the activities are all going to be in the Student Center or kind of in the fountain area behind it. So kind of just in those few buildings right around the Student Center, and we'll have maps and things like that. But we have free activities and snacks for youth kindergarten through age 12. It's really focused a little bit more for school-age children, but we do want parents to supervise those younger children. We can't just have people dropping off a bunch of five-year-olds and
saying,
thinking,
see ya.
Yeah, thinking we're going to watch them. No, they need to stay with them. The older ones, they could leave and pick up. That would be fine. So it's geared to be a three-hour thing, and then they will go an hour at a time at an activity. So when they come and register, they can start registering at noon. Then they would pick which activities they want to participate in, and how it's going to be is kind of a first come, first serve, because we only have so much space in each of the areas that we're doing the activities. So we have to limit the number. Like, we can't have 100 kids
right.
doing the same activity all at once.
Right.
So they'll come and they'll sign in and pick which activities they want to do. And then the plan would be that they would stay the 3 hours and do three different activities, or some of them are only going to be half hours, so they could do two of the half hours. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So out of the list, they're definitely going to get three choices.
Right. Yes.
So tell us what those choices are going to be.
So we've got a water balloon obstacle course, kind of where they would go across an obstacle course with people throwing water balloons at them. The idea of that is maybe some of that military experience kind of ideas. And we have crime scene investigation with Nerf guns. So when they're done investigating their crime scene, there'll be some like target bad guys that they can shoot with Nerf gun type things. We had some people in our work group, some of the kids just kept saying, we want to have a Nerf gun fight or a paintball fight or whatever. So we wanted to do what they wanted to do and planned that in there. It does say bring your own Nerf gun, but we will have some there.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not absolutely required, but we wanted to make sure we had enough. So we thought if we threw that in there, then if people had some, they could bring theirs too. Filmmaking. So this would be all aspects of it. If people are introducing in the producer part of it, if they want to be the actor part of it, or, you know, there's a lot of things that go into making a film. So they're going to get to experience some of that. So if someone's into drama and the acting, they could come to it. But if someone's not into that part, but into how do they make the films and producing them, then they still would come to that kind
right.
of thing. Medical discoveries. So the Gagan family is going to plan some fun activities for us with that. And we have chemistry experiments. We're working on finalizing some of that. Animal science, the youth at the FFA for Carbon High said, we'll take it on. We'll do everything. So they've got kind of a variety of fun things planned all within their. So animal science will include more than just animal science. It will also include some other things that they work
they
on
do
there.
Within their little group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just sounds like a lot of fun stuff that the kids can choose from.
We need them to start thinking about what they're interested in so that they can be happy in a career, because nobody wants to go to work and be like, oh, I hate this
right.
every day.
Exactly.
So kind of thinking, oh, what are the things I like and how can I turn that into something I do for a living?
Right. If I wanted to become involved and be a part of the CARE Coalition, who would I get in contact with?
So our coalition coordinator is Jade Powell, and they can call him at 613-0022 if they want to get involved. And so we have different work groups as part of the coalition. Different people do different things. The one I'm involved with is the youth work group, but they could be involved in that, or there's other work groups that they could be involved in.
Yeah, so if they have a specialty and find a little group that might work best for them or
right.
however.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all right. It sounds wonderful. And you do have a Facebook page. So
yes, it's CARE, the number 4, Carbon. So yeah, we'd like people to get on, like the page, find out what's going on, what kinds of things we're working on.
And you keep
on.
That up to date and whatnot.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a transition, so for a minute it wasn't, but we're getting back on there.
Yeah. So. Well, good deal. Well, Kobe, that is awesome. I'm excited about this. So parents, school, if you have school age kids, this is a free activity by the CARE Coalition. It's going to be on Saturday, September 8th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Registration's at noon. Again, it's free. Free. USU Eastern Jennifer Levitt Student Center is where you need to go, and they've got lots of activities planned, so it's going to be a good time. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, it's going to be fun. We hope people bring their kids out and enjoy it.
Okay, there you go. That's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.